He admitted that he does see it as that. Do you like him saying that? Do you like him owning that heading into the game?
Yeah, because if not, we'd be like, why are you lying to us?
Yeah, I actually will say, because I know messaging, some people like to say messaging doesn't matter. I love that Kenny has had like higher expectations for his team.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we thought he was lying about like the third quarters, when he's like, yeah, it's the next hump for us.
And it seemed like he was. The data tells us that he basically was.
And the reality was they had taken a step back play overall, but it was like one bad third quarter.
By the way, then because of that, then like I got a tweet and you were tagged in it as well about the third quarter play and how like despondent the – I'm not going to pull it up. But anyway, I looked in between the break then to get like the where we stand now with third quarter numbers.
Uh-huh.
They're the second best third quarter team on the road in the NBA this year.
Yep. All because Kenny Atkinson said it. A week ago.
We play on the road in the Garden tonight. Like, let's get this thing going. Here's what I love, Nick, though, and you can tell me if you agree or don't agree. I think this is intentional by Atkinson for one reason and one reason alone. He knows this Cavs team and the lights being too bright is a thing that got him a couple years ago. So the more he can magnify this game, the more he can tell them how, like, this game matters. You got to see where you stand with the best of the best. You got to be able to deliver that punch. The more pressure you can put on them now and get them through that is only a good thing moving forward.
I don't think it's just now. I think it's every opportunity that you can amplify this. And like that Milwaukee game from, what was that, game 7 or game 8 when they won? Where that first Milwaukee game, Giannis was playing hard, Dame was playing hard, they had 70-plus combined points. It felt like a playoff game.
Anytime you can do it.
Like, if you could do that once a week, that would give you a massive advantage of teams that just aren't built like that in the regular season. And again, over time, what happens in the NBA is you have to escalate moment. It needs to matter more each time. But this is as much as the 16th game of the season can possibly matter. And that's a good thing, whether the Cavs win or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not saying the Cavs are in a no-lose situation. You can literally lose the game. But if it's the end of the streak, 15-0 is still an insane streak. Then it just becomes, how did it look?
Right, and I just don't see, and right now all the betting markets have him somewhere between 4.5 and 5.5 point underdogs. So Vegas is clearly respecting the team that just won the NBA title, as they should. I don't see the Cavs just getting punched in the mouth tonight, though.
Yeah, no, and I think the most impressive thing is, even when they've trailed early in games, I've never walked away feeling like I did a fair amount of times last year, and a fair amount of times 2 years ago, which is when you got hit in the face, it took you a minute to recalibrate.
Or like when we watched the Browns game, to where it's like one punch in the face.
Yeah.
You're just done. Yeah. You just crumble and you're done. You got no chance.
You just have a glass jaw.
Basically.
But I mean, I think I won't be disappointed if they
the Tyson now. Ooh.
Oof. I won't be disappointed if they don't pass the measuring stick tonight, because there will be other opportunities. At the same point, I'll be pretty excited if they do.
It'd be sweet. It'd be very sweet if they just came out and looked everything that we want them to look like.
I mean, it would just... One, because it keeps the streak going, and the people love the streak.
Some people love the streak.
Two, everybody but you.
What's the afternoon? What's the morning show? What's their poll right now? How's it look?
Oh, yeah. Win over Boston or the streak? Would you rather have?
Can we update it?
Guys, what would you rather have? Win the NBA championship or win the Eastern Conference Finals? It's the same accomplishment, basically. All right? Like, they're both awesome. You want both of them. Come on now. It's a weak-ass poll from the morning boys.
Don't worry. We have audio in the 620 segment that'll back it up a little bit.
We also have Brian Scalabrine coming up in just about 15 minutes here. But 216-474-0092. If you agree with Kenny Atkinson that this is a measuring stick game, are you going to be disappointed if they don't pass the measuring stick? I won't, because I think this is the second measuring stick game of the year, the first one being Golden State.
Yeah, and you pass that with flying colors.
And basically, by the end of the season, if there are 10 measuring stick moments... You're hoping you're in the NBA. 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10 is basically an A.
Right, but I don't want to get confused either, though, Nick. I'm not just happy that they're in this spot. Like, I need them to I really do think Boston is going to look at this and say, we're tired of the Cavs being the number one in all the ESPN power rankings, the NBA.com power ranking that I checked earlier today. We're tired of being in the East. winning a title, and then within a month, all of a sudden, we're looked at, because of a Porzingis injury and because we've lost a whopping three games, we're looked at as a lesser team than the Cavs. If I was Boston, I would be livid. And I know they don't care about power rankings and stuff like that, but perception does matter in this equation. And if I'm Boston, I'm the only worry I have is that they're going to really try to send a message tonight. And when Tatum and Brown try to send a message in the previous year and change, they've been able to do so.
Yeah, I also think that'd be a good sign if you saw that and the Cavs stood up to it.
For sure. Like, I mean, you're gonna get their best effort. There's no denying that.
That I don't know about. I still don't know how much the Celtics are really gonna be up for this game.
I think they'll be up for different reasons than people think they will. I think they'll be up for the fact that I think Brown and Tatum need to send a message to the Cavs, and I think they're well aware of that.
I don't
think they're going to be up because they want to, like, you know, crash and stop the streak or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know that Brown and Tatum are listening. I think everybody still smells like champagne. I think, like, the love bubble on that 2016 championship lasted half a year. I don't remember any concerns. Every time they played a game, they lost to a team that was the other team's measuring stick. I remember being like, "Yeah, well, they care, we don't." Like,
I mean, that's a dangerous spot. If you're Boston, that's a bad spot to be in.
Well, yeah, because there's a cup implication. Maybe Boston doesn't care about that. I mean, it's tough to get up for the cup, and maybe that's what happened in the Hawks' loss. It's tough to get up for the cup.
Up for the cup
when you just won the actual NBA title.
Oh, yeah. I don't think they care about the NBA Cup.
No.
I think it'd be about sending the Cavs a message. Because the Cavs are the NBA darling right now.
I think the Celtics right now are the personification of wake me up I don't want to say June.
So they're
but
everything
wake me
we
up.
Hate about the NBA right now?
Yeah, yeah.
They just personify
natural.
Everything we despise.
I mean,
regular season doesn't matter till January.
This core spent 7 years.
Even that's debatable.
This core spent 6 or 7 years building to last year. So if you spend 6 years building to something and it finally pays off, there is a natural I don't give a you know what process that happens, especially in sports, but especially in the NBA, where, I mean, these dudes are half-assed in the regular season even before they're coming off a championship.
But the NBA is built in so many different dynasties. Like, you have your run with Jordan and the three-peats, obviously, twice. You have your run with the Lakers. You have your most teams aren't what you saw with the 08 Celtics, where it was like that was won and that was done.
Yeah, I think
most NBA
think
teams.
A new era of NBA.
Well, we've had six different titles in the previous 6 years, right?
And
we're starting to see more of what you're alluding to, the idea that you win one and then you kind of pass it off to somebody else. If I'm Tatum and Brown and I look back on this and I'm like what Jokic was 2 years ago, where Jokic won once and now Denver's. They basically slapped him in the face with what they've done in that roster construction around him. If I'm Tatum and Brown, that's not what I signed up for.
Yeah, I don't think they're thinking that far ahead. So again, that's the other angle to this of, man, if they're not taking this game seriously, should we even be more incentivized to win? Because if they give us a B-minus effort and they beat us, that's not going to be a great look either. Don in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
How's it going today, guys?
Doing very well.
Hey,
what
Don.
You got for us?
As a measuring stick, I think it's getting a little overblown based upon the roster update of who might not play today. If we're going to be missing Wade, LeVert, and Okoro, they're a significant part of our bench, and we're 10, 11 deep.
They're missing Porzingis. So they're missing more than we are in that regard.
I totally disagree. Those three players are more important to us than Porzingis is to them, and
they proved that last year
in the playoffs. However, it's a measuring stick. But if those three guys don't play, then it's kind of like, then as fans in the team, you could say, well, we have an excuse we didn't have our full team.
Don, wait one second. Are you going to give the Cavs the old
Peter Lynn pass?
It sounds like it.
If we lose tonight, I absolutely will. I'll totally give him a pass. If we win tonight, it matters whether we have those guys or not.
Here's
why it matters, though. I'm going to a different point about the streak.
Oh, you're cooking.
It matters because you're 16-0, and I'm looking at the streak as these are free wins. We all agree going into this, we were probably a 50-win team, right?
At least.
Which means you're probably starting off somewhere in that 9-6, 10-5, 11-4 range is what you would expect, kind of. Well, we're ahead of the sticks right now. We are so far ahead of the sticks that you have to change the expectations of what the win total is for the season.
All right, Don, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. I think pretty much everybody that covers the NBA would say Kristaps Porzingis is more important to Boston than Dean Wade, Isaac Okoro, and Caris LeVert are to the Cavs, but to each their own. I just think what so like to
but,
me,
but that convo is going to come up. Like people are, they, if they lose tomorrow, that we will have phone calls
and we have to shut it down.
And, well, yeah, we will. And, I don't know that everyone will. We will.
I'm now calling. Should we put this out to the whole station? This is a very important thing. Jeff and Andy, not just Jeff and Andy, but also, of course, Ken and Anthony, whoever's at night, let's just remember, if they lose tonight, it's not because three role players weren't out there on the court.
We'll find out what Scalabrini thinks. He's going to join us at 5 o'clock here today. So we'll get Scalabrini, Scalpal, the White Mamba's call on that one.
216-474-0092. So Brian Scalabrini was at 440. We'll have him at 5 tonight. Because he's got a TV hit. Because the man's a big man. He's like 6'8".
Did we find out where the TV hit was? Does
on
that
TV.
Matter? Well, I mean, is it local TV or is it national TV? Bumped? Are we getting bumped for Nesson, which is his market, which matters? Or are we getting bumped for, I'm not gonna name a city now. I don't want to insult people. But who exactly are we getting bumped for?
So if we get bumped for Nesson, is that like us losing because and saying we lost because Isaac Okoro, Caris LeVert, and Dean Wade were out in this game?
No Scalabrini pass for this one.
Scalabrini coming up at 5 here. Cool Ray stick there. 216-474-0092. Will you be disappointed if the Cavs do not pass the measuring stick game with Boston tonight? That's more on that next on 92.3 The Fan.